Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Gaza hostages released. We have the story.
Fatal car crash northwest of Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Florida woman accused of forgery arrested in Harvey County. I'm Dan O'Neill.
One person is dead after a fiery crash west of Mays High School Monday morning. Sedgwick County deputies found a vehicle that had struck a tree and caught fire, with one person deceased in the car on 45th Street North. Investigators say the driver was westbound when they lost control on gravel, striking a tree. The dead person's name has not been released.
All 20 remaining living Israelis held hostage by Hamas were returned to Israel yesterday. Fox's Matt Finn has the story about three of the returning hostages.
27-year-old Segev Halfon reuniting with his family. Segev was taken hostage trying to flee the Nova Music Festival. His family reportedly just found out he was still alive in February. 22-year-old Matan Engrest reunites with loved ones. His grandparents are Holocaust survivors. The Jerusalem Post reports Engrest was a soldier who was pulled from his tank and physically abused by Hamas terrorists. 36-year-old Elkanah Babut was one of the producers of the Nova Music Festival. His friends were killed. He was taken into captivity. He's returning home to his wife and young son.
The bodies of the remaining hostages in Gaza are yet to be recovered and returned. Almost 2,000 Palestinians held in prison by Israel were exchanged for those 20 hostages.
Wichita police are asking for the public's help to identify a woman recorded in a doorbell video who was apparently taken away by force. It happened early Sunday in the 1400 block of North Volusia. Angelica Verdusco, who lives in the neighborhood, says she is concerned.
Yes, it's really sad. I pray to God that she's found, and everyone who has gone through something like this too. There is so much crime. It's really dangerous, honestly. I think there have always been kidnappings and similar things. It scares me because I think about my daughter and all the other young girls.
You can find the video on our KNSS Radio Facebook page.
A woman from Florida was arrested in Harvey County here in Kansas, suspected of forgery and identity theft.
39-year-old Wanda O'Shields is suspected of using stolen identification to cash two forged checks for more than $6,000 in Abilene and Belleville this past Thursday. She allegedly returned to the bank in Abilene this past Friday and was attempting to cash more checks, but fled in her vehicle when officers arrived. She was eventually stopped by the sheriff's office in Harvey County. O'Shields is now in custody at the Sedgwick County Jail and faces multiple counts of identity theft and forgery accusations. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider spending money on art-related projects. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
We are going to talk about the public art maintenance dollars, as well as some public art over at a couple of the libraries. One in District Number 4 in Dalton Glasscox District, and then another library over in District Number 3, which is by Hoheisel.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
President Trump will award Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom posthumously today.
The conservative activist was assassinated in Utah, the president announcing the award during remarks at Kirk's memorial service.
I will soon award Charlie the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It's the highest civilian honor.
Kirk was co-founder of Turning Point USA, an influential conservative group active at high schools and on college campuses. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A suspension handed out after that Chiefs-Lions skirmish at the end of that game on Sunday night. We'll tell you what's going on there with sports in just a few minutes.
Huge pumpkin takes top prize in California. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. A Missouri man is set to be executed today for fatally shooting a state trooper more than 20 years ago. 48-year-old Lance Shockley was condemned for killing Missouri State Highway Patrol Sergeant Carl DeWayne Graham Jr. in March of 2005. Prosecutors say Shockley waited for hours near the trooper's home in southeast Missouri before shooting him with a rifle and shotgun after Graham exited his patrol vehicle. Shockley is scheduled to receive a lethal injection after 6 p.m.
New details revealed about the gunman who attacked a Dallas immigration facility.
Records obtained by the Associated Press reveal Joshua Yon's parents told the FBI the 29-year-old believed he had radiation sickness, calling him a loner who was obsessed with artificial intelligence technology. Yon opening fire on a Dallas immigration facility in September, killing two detainees and wounding another before taking his own life. While it's still unclear what motivated the shooting, federal officials say he wanted to terrorize ICE agents, finding evidence including a bullet with the phrase anti-ICE on it. The parents go on to say they noticed changes in their son when he returned to the Dallas area after spending time in Washington State, revealing he practiced shooting in Oklahoma about a month before the attack. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Amazon plans to hire several Santa's Little Helpers ahead of the busy holiday shopping season.
There are just over 70 days till Christmas, and that means Americans will be making sure there are plenty of presents under the tree ahead of the big day. Reindeer aside, Amazon is gearing up to deliver the bulk of those gifts, and that means extra elf power for its fulfillment centers and delivery network. The online commerce giant is hiring full-time, part-time, and seasonal roles, with positions being posted weekly through December. Amazon touted that regular full and part-time employees earn an average of $23 per hour with benefits. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A massive victory for the grower of a giant pumpkin who took the grand prize at a famous competition in California.
It was the 52nd World Championship Pumpkin Way Off in Half Moon Bay just south of San Francisco. For the winning weight, let's go to the tape.
Let's see how much it weighs. 2, 3, 4, 6.
That's officially a 2,346-pound pumpkin grown by Brandon Dawson of Santa Rosa, California. He's actually an electric vehicle engineer who says he's been growing these giant gourds for 5 years and even got some help from his kids. If you think children grow fast, these pumpkins can increase in size by 50 to 70 pounds per day as they grow. Dawson's wallet grew a little bit, too, as he took home a $20,000 prize. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic volume still pretty high right now here in the Wichita area. Slowest moving traffic in that road construction, and right now southbound on I-135 and also on the ramp from northbound I-235 over onto eastbound K-96. Just continue to watch for slow moving traffic. Due to the road construction there, traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
After a few isolated morning showers, we'll see slow clearing this afternoon and a warmer day with a high of 79, southeast breeze 5 to 15. Becoming partly cloudy, mild tonight, 63 is the low. Mostly sunny and warmer on Wednesday, a high of 83. partly cloudy, breezy, and a high of 80 on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now mostly cloudy, 66 degrees, a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning on this Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. Steve and Ted Show number 7034. And it was 133 years ago on this date, 1892, The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes was first published. It was the first collection of the stories that Arthur Conan Doyle had been publishing in magazines the previous 5 years. And I have never read a Sherlock Holmes book. I don't know any.
I haven't either.
Oh,
I've seen some of the movies.
Seen the movies. There was a series out to, I guess, probably the 1940s with Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce. And those are pretty good movies.
As Holmes and Watson. Yeah, some of those
Holmes
are pretty,
and Watson.
Pretty clever.
I just remember one line where they're comparing tobacco that they're smoking in their pipes. And Nigel Bruce, this guy's grace, says, "What's that you're smoking, Holmes? Seaweed?" Loved Nigel Bruce. Character actor. Anyway, that was on this date. And let me see. I had something else I wanted to show. Oh, it's just that my wife went to a Halloween party last night.
Oh, wow.
And after I took her to the party, I went home. And, you know, Dickens said, I supped in my Uyghur rooms. I was all by myself.
Yeah.
I pulled out of the refrigerator the St. George Lebanese dinner from Sunday.
Which you had purchased the day before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heated it up. That'll easily feed two, by the way.
So it's a heaping helping.
It's big. And it was very, very tasty. Popped it off with their baklava this year was especially good. You had some of that, didn't you?
I had that on, I went Sunday and.
Wow.
Took it home and gobbled it down. It
really, really good.
Tasty.
So my compliments to the chef or chefs out there at St. George's. As always, a great experience.
The 90th annual Lebanese dinner.
The a new poll by CVS found the average family that stocks up on candy early will eat their way through the entire stash, not once, but twice before they make it to
Halloween. Which is why the stores start selling it before Labor Day. It's because people just keep eating it.
Right. One in four said they've even had years where they had to restock three times or more. 55% said they usually have to run out and buy more candy at the last second as a matter of fact. How about that?
Well, the secret there is just to do that and nothing else. Don't buy it at the beginning of the month. Just rush out at the last minute and buy it, and then you don't have to go through the original two rounds.
What if the shelves are empty?
And
all you can get is that crummy candy corn that my wife likes.
They're not. The stores always have plenty.
Here are some statistics for you to mull over. 62% consider themselves to be Halloween people. 43% say they usually go all out for it. There are some real Halloween nutcases out there as far as I'm concerned. Number two, when asked what makes Halloween special, the top responses were candy, costumes, fall atmosphere, and spooky vibes.
Yeah.
Enjoy those spooky vibes.
That's all valid.
The average person will spend just under 5 hours and 30 minutes pulling their costume together. Hair and makeup take the longest. Well, that's time that I don't waste.
Nor I.
43% will have to run out last minute to grab some finishing touches for their costume. Like maybe a wig of purple hair or something like that, right?
Hmm.
Or a mask.
No.
The half of people who decorate their house thinks they've got the best decorations on their block. Half of them. Yeah.
Got to beat everyone else on the block. Got to be better than your neighbor.
You don't want to have a crummy Halloween display, right?
Exactly.
Maybe your skeleton has one too many ribs or something. Hmm. Not everybody is handing out candy. 40% of people with trick-or-treaters plan to have non-food items on hand. At least as a backup for kids with allergies.
40%?
Hand them a nice lead pencil. That would be good. Or here's a good one, dental floss.
Yeah, I always like there's always one lady in the neighborhood that gives you a toothbrush.
Kid.
Thanks.
Take care of them 88s of yours there. All right, Halloween coming up. And being frightened. Ooh, 8:16, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it is time for sports again with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, let's go back to, let's start out with baseball. Last night we had game one for the National League pennant, best of seven series, the Los Angeles Dodgers in Milwaukee taking on the Brewers. Very low scoring game, came right down to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Brewers had the bases loaded. The Dodgers had a 2-1 lead. On the mound for the Dodgers, Wichita native Blake Treinen. The action last night on TBS.
Terrain, a swing and a miss, and Blake Treinen closes the door. The Brewers strand the bases loaded. And the beleaguered Dodger bullpen searching for answers. They found one in Blake Treinen tonight. Dodgers win a thriller in Milwaukee by a final score of 2-1, and they take game one.
And so Blake Treinen got the final out. That was a neck-high fastball that he got that final strike on there to get the save in that game. Hey, the Dodgers are up 1-0 for the National League pennant in that best of seven. College men's basketball. Kansas is ranked number 19 in the preseason Associated Press top 25 poll. That is the lowest preseason ranking for KU in 17 years. Get ready for the college basketball season. All right, pro football on Sunday night. We had that skirmish at the end of the Chiefs and Lions game as a Lions safety, Brian Branch, punched Chiefs wide receiver Juju Schuster, gave him a bloody nose. Branch has now been given a one-game suspension without pay by the National Football League for that punch. So that punch is going to cost him $76,000. If that suspension is upheld, he is currently appealing it. A lot to talk about tonight on the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, and that is hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. 6 o'clock tonight on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Chiefs have won 3 of their last 4. Chiefs are just one game behind in the division, and they have a division opponent this weekend, hosting the Las Vegas Raiders, the team behind them in the division, on Sunday afternoon, a noon kickoff right here on KNSS. You got Chiefs Kingdom Show talking Chiefs football tonight at 6 o'clock over on KFH. Happy birthday today to former Wichita Wings soccer coach Charlie Cook, a legend in Scotland for soccer. The Bonnie Prince, former Wings soccer coach Charlie Cook, celebrating a birthday today. He is 83 years old today. Happy baseball birthday to former Kansas City Royals first baseman Willie Mays Akins. He's 71 years old today. Played 8 years in the big leagues, half of those with the Royals. You know, his final year with the Royals in 1983, he hit .302. That was a good hitter.
How about that?
Willie Mays Akins, his birthday. He's 71 today. Happy birthday to former Kansas City Chiefs running back and kick returner Paul Palmer. He's 61 years old today. Only played for the Chiefs for 2 years, but he was their first-round pick at number 19 overall out of Temple. Little guy. As a rookie, he led the conference in kickoff returns. But he was not able to beat out a much bigger guy than him, Christian Okoye, as the number one running back.
Yeah.
And then Paul Palmer kind of began to clash with the coaching staff, and that was the beginning of the end for him. And then Marty Schottenheimer, there was a coaching change. Marty Schottenheimer took over, and Paul Palmer was released.
He was gone.
Dude was a great college player. He was the Heisman Trophy runner-up to Vinny Testaverde in 1986.
How about that?
He got drafted by the Chiefs. Had a quick exit from the league, though, after that. But it's his birthday. The former Chiefs returner and running back, Paul Palmer, is 61 years old today. Speaking of college football, we're going to go back 30 years ago today, Steve, when things were really hopping here in the state of Kansas for college football. Both KU and K-State were ranked in the top 10 in the nation.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
30
never
years
happened.
Ago today.
Yeah.
KU was ranked number 10 in the nation, homecoming in Lawrence against Iowa State, 34-7 victory for the Jayhawks with that win to start out 6-0 on the season. And then you had K-State that very same day in a road game at Oklahoma State. K-State was ranked 8th in the nation, and they had a close one, but they did win 23-17 in Stillwater. As K-State was also 6-0 on the season.
So those were the days.
Go back 30 years ago today.
Man.
The Jayhawks and the Wildcats were both undefeated, both in the top 10 in the nation. How about that?
Wild.
Some college football memories.
Wild.
From 30 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Today. There you go. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. And Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oztoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that will make you click your heels, grab your stein, and follow the copper brick road to the land of Oztoberfest. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean talks about a Trump critic in the media. That's on the way. Traffic and weather coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 now and 66 degrees. A man was seriously injured in a stabbing in South Wichita Monday afternoon near Harry and Broadway. Police say the incident began as an altercation involving three men and moved across the street to the Family Dollar parking lot, where the man who was stabbed went for help. The 36-year-old man hospitalized in critical condition. Garden City police have made an arrest in a fatal DUI crash. The accident occurred Friday afternoon when a man on a motorcycle, 25-year-old Nathaniel Larkin, was struck by a truck driven by 51-year-old Oscar Munoz. He now faces multiple charges, Munoz does, including involuntary manslaughter. Bond was set at $100,000.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will likely renew its contract with Visit Wichita, promoting tourism and visitor attractions. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
They were the ones that helped us announce that Wichita has been selected by U.S. Youth Soccer to host the next three big championships right here. It's called the President's Cup.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
This past June, storms caused logs and debris to build up in the Smoky Hill River that runs through Salina. Due to additional storms adding more debris, the cleanup bill has grown to just over $1 million. City Manager Jacob Wood says they are expecting to receive additional disaster relief funds for the cleanup.
There were two additional storm events that happened, and those storm events were larger and wider spread, so they caused damage. And in order to get FEMA funding, you have to have kind of a larger, widespread event. Those events were large enough that we could submit that to the state, and then the state has to declare a disaster and send it up to FEMA.
Wood says authorities hope to have the project completed by the end of November.
A family in Philadelphia is fuming after a teacher's death by 20 stab wounds is ruled a suicide again.
For the second time, the medical examiner is calling Ellen Greenberg's death a suicide. She was stabbed 20 times, wounds on her back, neck, and head, and a knife found sticking out of her chest. The first grade teacher was found dead in her apartment in 2011, but the fact that there was no sign of forced entry contributed to the conclusion that she took her own life. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
North Carolina's governor announces the burden of billions of dollars in medical debt is being taken away from state residents.
Governor Josh Stein said 2.5 million North Carolinians are being absolved of more than $6.5 billion in medical debt. The program, started over a year ago, got the state's hospitals to enroll in the effort to get rid of many patients' payment responsibilities.
We used an existing federal program that benefits hospitals to reward them for relieving this debt. Again, debt that they were not going to collect anyway.
Governor Stein thanked former Governor Roy Cooper for starting the program. While Stein calls this progress, the state's healthcare association is concerned proposed federal policies could affect other similar programs. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward here. On this Tuesday morning, three big things.
Three.
Wichita police ask public's help in locating a woman apparently abducted, caught on video.
Two.
One person dead after the fiery crash of a car west of Mays on 45th Street.
One.
Hostages and prisoners released in Gaza. President Trump home from one-day trip to Israel and Egypt. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Still got some scattered showers here in the area, especially if you're headed to the south and west of the Wichita area at this time. Roadways could be a little damp on and off this morning. Just be aware of that. We also have a stalled out vehicle northbound I-135, pretty close to Harry Street, so watch out for that. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Decreasing cloudiness today with a high of 79 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low is 62. Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 81. Now a cloudy sky, 66 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And our weather's brought to you by the Monarch. On Tuesday at Monarch, it's a $7 signature and classic cocktails. All of the cocktails, including the old fashions, just $5 all day long at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas, at the roundabout in Delano. Trading underway on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is down the red, in the red by 486 points. The S&P is down 83 points, and the NASDAQ is down 410 points this morning. 8:51 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning, and it's time to take a look at the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff, talking about Cessna Jet achieving its certification. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The National Business Jet Convention starts today in Las Vegas. Textron Aviation is celebrating by achieving a certification milestone for one of its new Citation Series jets. The Citation CJ3 Gen 2 has earned type certification from the FAA. The CJ3 Gen 2 seats 9 plus the pilot and is expected to enter into service this year. German charter company Han Air will be the launch customer. The Citation jet family has been around for more than 50 years, and Textron Aviation has been making them since 2014. It's Wichita's second largest employer with about 10,700 full-time workers. A pop culture and collectibles retailer, which used to be housed in Town West Square, has found a new home in New Market Square. Vintage Stock bills itself as America's largest pop culture vendor and retailer, and it's where you can find video games, DVDs, CDs, LPs, comic books, trading cards, and all that good stuff. It will move into a 3,500 square foot space in New Market Square between Ross Dress for Less and Petco. The shop is expected to be open before Black Friday. A second Vintage Stock store is located in Town East. Town West, you'll remember, recently closed and is undergoing renovations to become an industrial park. And a Wichita nonprofit theater that has been housed in downtown's First United Methodist Church for about a decade has found a new home just east of downtown. The Forum Theater has found a home with a 14,000 square foot footprint in the former McCormick and Armstrong building at 141 South Ellis, just south of Douglas. The new space will seat 200 people, up from...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
123 in the old space, and will include an event area with a bar and catering kitchen. The building went up in the 1950s and was used as a press room for many years. Farha Construction is the general contractor on the project, and Hutton and SPT Architecture have been part of the floor plan and modification work. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Kirk, today is National Face Your Fears Day. Whether you have a deep-seated fear of public speaking or you're terrified of spiders, this day is an opportunity to step out and overcome things that are holding you back. I admit to you that I have two great fears I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is heights. I do not like to be in high places, okay? And the other, wasps. I hate wasps. What are you afraid of? If anything, Kirk. Kirk might not be afraid of anything, you know.
I'm afraid of many things. I guess snakes.
If it's snakes, a poisonous one,
always
yeah.
bothered me.
Yeah. Snakes,
spiders, wasps, hornets, things like that don't bother me as much, but boy, you get a snake around me and I'm I'm good. Okay. Get me out of here.
This is just sport. This is a business brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path of your success. Even if there's a snake out there, they're going to find it for you. All right. National Face Your Fears Day. Have a good time doing that today. We'll check with you tomorrow morning, sir. Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. On the way, Steve and Ted, we've got the Glenn Beck program. Winsome Sears is on. Virginia Lieutenant Governor going to be on the Beck program today. Top of the hour news, hostages and prisoners released in Gaza. If you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.